Joining me now via Skype to talk about what's ahead is Chuck Stokes, editorial and public affairs director for WXYZ TV Channel 7 in Detroit. He is also moderator and producer of Spotlight on the News, which you can see on WKER TV 23 here on Sundays. Welcome to Current State, Chuck.
Oh, it's a pleasure being with you.
So I understand education will be something that they may be focused on.
Well, I think so, because if you recall, right at the end of last year, the governor was able to get his Pathways to Learning legislation through one house of the legislature. Now it's got to go over to the Senate and try to get it through there. Some say it may be a tougher fight, but with victory in one house, you certainly want to take that momentum into the new year and say, okay, let's move forward. Let's continue to try to move Michigan in the right direction in terms of talent and jobs and education. They very much see that as the future. You know, the whole goal in terms of education was making Michigan a top 10 state in 10 years, a very ambitious goal, but certainly something worth shooting for. And then, of course, the taxes. Everybody is watching it with the bill that the president finally got through, his big victory at the end of his first year, and he signed into law the new tax code. There's concern here in Michigan that taxes are going to raise for Michiganders, and particularly if we don't make some adjustments in the tax code. They're afraid that it's going to eliminate some of the tax exemptions that we've had heretofore. But the legislature said that there's a way to fix that. I know the state treasurer, Nick Corey, said that there's a way to be able to fix that as well. But the legislature has to come back, get in session quickly, and be able to make some of those adjustments.
So this is an election year, and Governor Rick Snyder is term limited. So we have a big gubernatorial race. Does that put any sort of pressure on either Governor Snyder or like Lieutenant Governor Kelly, who is hoping to replace him, but obviously has a challenge with Attorney General Bill Schuette and, of course, Gretchen Whitmer on the Democratic side and some other candidates, to really close up some legislation that they've tried to before?
Well, certainly the Snyder administration, along with Kelly, because he's clearly a part of that administration, even though he's a candidate now, they're going to have their wish list. And the governor is going to want to end on as strong of a note as he can, especially having gotten, you know, dealt with all the Flint stuff that is sort of overshadowing his years in office. He wants to end on a strong economic note. Now, what this year clearly does, it makes him a lame duck governor. So people realize that after this year, they don't have to deal with Rick Snyder anymore. You know, his opponents, as well as those who may be jockeying for his job as the next governor. Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly is in a sort of different position because he's clearly been a part of this administration for the last 7 years and will be in this final year. But he also has to now run on his record and be able to tell people, one, tout the achievements of the last 7 years as the Snyder administration sees it. But he also has to say, what would a Kelly administration bring and how might it be different than what you've seen over the last 7 years, particularly for those people who say, ah, we've seen this for the last two terms. We want to change. But he has a lot of competition out there. And the first thing we're going to see is this spirited race on the Republican side with Bill Schuette, the Michigan Attorney General, and others who are in the race. Do the Republicans bloody themselves up just in the primary, and they just come out of that primary so whipped that it's going to be easy prey for the Democrats. But you have a number of Democrats who have tossed their hat into the ring as well, and the potential is there for them to do the same thing. It's a wide open field. Incumbency will not be an issue here, and Democrats are sitting back and thinking, if there's ever a time that we have to be able to take that executive position back, this is the time to be able to do it. We all know, and we've watched the last several years in which the Republican Party of this state has had all of the key state elected positions, and they've rooted with a pretty iron fist. And they will say, it's been good because they've been able to bring this economy back. They'll tout the number of new sector job creations that they've had. They'll talk about what the economy was like when they took office and what's happening now. They'll cite the low unemployment rate and one of the best unemployment rates we've had in the last 17 years.
And really quickly, what are you expecting from his last State of the State address?
I think he's going to certainly talk about education, as we mentioned before. He's going to clearly talk about the economics and making Michigan a prosperous state. And we will hear the words relentless positive action at least once and probably more times than we can count on both hands. That's been the phrase we've been listening to for the last 7 years. He's very proud of the fact that he has had seven balanced budgets and that he never missed a mark on that. And he's going to want to do the same thing for this last year. You know, you'll have the State of the State, and then right after that, he'll present his budget. So he has touted the fact that he has brought fiscal integrity and fiscal management back to this state. And that's something that you're going to hear him talk about as well.
Well, thank you for your insight. Chuck Stokes is editorial public affairs director for WXYZ TV, and he joined us from Detroit via Skype. Thank you.
Thank you so much.